So let's start our second meeting on conceptual design. So as the previous meeting, I will be the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have three presentations. And we will have to decide on the remote control concept. And finally, we will close the session. So I will first
You do the minutes first, or?
What?
No?
I think I will let our user interface designer speak first. Mr. David Jordan?
Yeah.
So I will.
Yeah.
Technical, is this one?
No, no.
Interface?
Yeah.
This?
Mm. So first I will present the concept of user interface. There are three concepts in the user interface. The first one is a Google controller. The second is a fancy controller. The last one is an intelligent controller. So there are three concepts in our controller. Next I will explain one by one. The first is a Google controller. So I want the controller to be easy to use, but with sophisticated functions. So it's a combination of easy to use and sophisticated functions. This is the first concept of our controller. The second concept is a fancy controller. So we want to give the customer the impression that our controller is very attractive. We can easily recognize our controller among a lot of products. So the user interface should be very, very cute, very, very attractive. Such as this, there are several examples in these slides.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very, you know, if
it's
you
very big.
It's hard. It's easy for you to remember it and to recognize it.
Okay. Yeah, why not? We don't have big
decisions
after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last concept is the intelligent. We want our controller to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should use some technology such as speech recognition technology and gesture recognition technology. So we need to have some cooperation with some research institute on speech recognition and on gesture recognition. With these advanced features, I think we can attract a lot of users.
Okay.
Okay.
Something else?
No. This is the three concepts of our.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Because for the intelligent controller,
yeah.
You said that we can use the voice recognition or the gesture recognition, but as the expert told us, most of the people want to use the remote control to zap different channels.
Yes.
Do you think they will be able to use gestures? Because if they do all the time the same gesture, as you said previously in the last meeting, maybe they will get injuries because of that.
Yeah.
Or if you say channel 3, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, I think they will be bored after a while. You don't think so?
I think sometimes it's very convenient to use voice interface and gesture interface than use button. For example, if you cannot find your
yeah, that's a good point.
just just speak something such as
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
one,
you
two.
Got a cold. You have
yeah.
a mute remote controller.
So you can insert gesture. That's the problem.
How risky is it to trust like speech recognition or gesture recognition?
For limited vocabulary, speech recognition is
okay.
very reliable.
Okay.
And for limited vocabulary, gesture recognition is also
yeah,
very.
Yeah, suppose you have a family watching TV.
Yeah.
And if they want to use their private remote control at the same time, do you think it will work? Everybody wants to interchange channels at the same
this
time.
Well, this would never happen anyway.
Yeah, they cannot speak at the same time.
If you have one brother and one sister and they want to
yeah,
watch their favorite TV program, so they say, oh, channel 4, channel 3, channel 4.
yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, but the same can happen even with it, you know, this kind of remote control.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah but you have the remote control, so maybe.
That's right.
With you. You're not obliged
oh,
to
okay,
share.
Okay, okay. You mean it could be a problem for.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's the advantage of intelligent controller. Even you
no.
have the controller, I can see channel 3, so it comes
yeah,
to channel 3.
Yeah,
I don't have to.
Yeah, I think it's a disadvantage.
It's an advantage.
I mean, maybe you can have a switching mode to pass from, you know, voice controller to manual controller.
How much will it cost?
More
how
expensive,
much?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I suppose we need to do research. Do you have something working?
No, we just use some
basic.
No, we just have some cooperation with some research institute. We don't have to do some basic research on this field.
Oh, you think it won't cost him? Not a lot for us?
Yeah, I think it's because this technology is for limited like speaking recognition. It's very.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
But it's changing how the remote control is going to be built. Because then you need. This doesn't have the power to do recognition, for example.
You have also the language
even
problem.
Because
yeah.
it
has to be universal, so
yeah, I
the vocabulary
agree
is very small, so
yeah.
that's not
yeah,
a problem.
There's one problem that Baba
yeah.
talked about is the international remote control. I mean, it's something that is international. Suppose we want to sell it in France, the recognition system will be able to understand French. If you want to go to England,
yeah.
it will be able to understand English. So
yeah, the key
yeah, could be downloaded by the web.
The key feature of our controller is that it has some adaptation. It means when you sell this controller in China, it can recognize Chinese. If you sell this controller, you
it's a very smart
French.
Yeah.
It's a very smart controller, maybe.
Yeah.
And with more increase in the production
process. Oh, yeah.
Because
but
of this product, this technology has already been developed.
Yeah.
So
how?
Yeah, but the problem is how to, you know, if this is a push button controller, you
yeah.
can send this this remote control everywhere in the world,
yeah.
the same one. If you have the language, you have to
yeah,
develop
yeah,
for
that's
each
why
country.
We have to do language adaptation.
Yeah, but for each country, you have to do one.
Yeah.
Because, the for example,
even for different family, we have to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have to do adaptation. To
yeah,
seems to be quite complex.
Yeah, we have to complex. Take care
that's
of
so
the
complex.
Euros.
And what about voice recognition? Do we have microphones? And where will be there? Do you think
no, no, no,
we are far from television? It will work?
I think that's not a problem because you don't have to wear a microphone. You just the microphone is embedded in the controller.
Yeah, but where is the controller?
Where is the controller?
Yeah.
It's in your family, in your home.
No, but
it's an object.
Yeah.
Here you say you want to use it.
Yeah, you can embed the
microphone
here.
Maybe.
Yeah, but what is the use of voice or gesture recognition if you have a remote control like this, if you have an object. If you want to use voice or gesture, you need to be
to talk to the TV
yeah,
maybe.
The objects. You just want to interact.
Yeah, yeah, just
the
you
definition.
Just put the controller here, then you
if you say one,
you
he switches
command,
to sound.
And you do the gesture.
Yeah, but you can lose it.
No, it's if you lose it.
So, but for example, if it is somewhere in the room, if it is in the table there, you can always say it's channel 1 and the remote control gives the order to the TV
yeah.
to switch to channel
okay,
1.
Okay, so you can build a kind of
device.
Black box and put
yeah.
it on TV
yeah.
and
yeah.
just to
yeah.
recognize
yeah.
gestures and voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so you need the camera and, you know, a microphone
Oh.
in the, your remote control.
You would still have the buttons, or is it, do you think it should be only voice recognition and gesture recognition, or you still have the possibility to use buttons?
I think it, we should give the flexibility to the user.
Okay,
I
so
mean,
you,
it's yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, but
You can see, we can switch from one modality to another.
Yeah, it's a bit risky, risky.
Right.
I think so.
That's
Maybe it will be
quite attractive.
but I think that, you know, switching from one country to another will be a problem, so because
Well, if you do language adaptation, that should be no problem.
yeah, but
yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We should have confidence in technology.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
So, what do you think? Which are the controllers you'd prefer?
What?
Which kind of controller would you prefer to use? You as a
If
remote control user?
I mean, I'm sure if the user pays the same price, he's happy to have
More features,
recognition.
yeah.
But
Yeah, but
if it like doubles,
I think he need
then
a
it will be
controller that is very reliable, so
So I think it would be better not to do an intelligent control and just stay with the Google controller or fancy controller. Maybe try to mix the Google controller and fancy controller and
yeah.
just want to have something controller which is in a kind of intelligent controller, easy to use, sophisticated and fancy. Do
Yeah,
you think
but
it's
if you
possible?
stick to the first two parts, so what's the difference between our controller with other products in the market? There's no features of our controller. So is any necessary to design a new controller without any breakthrough features?
No, I mean,
Would you replace your controller with a controller with similar function if you do not have some
we can
function
add, for
guiding
example,
them?
some function like for browsing in the internet, so or something like that. But I think a user need.
Yeah, you. That's the fu That's not the function of the controller. That's the function of TV. You can replace your TV with a new TV with internet browsing
No, but
function,
you
but
need new remote controller then. Because if you want to browse internet
you don't
or, you
have
know,
the
if you want to type something or
Okay.
yeah, if you want to send a mail from
But it's not the only the problem. Only the issue
No.
of controller is
No.
also the issue of the TV.
Because the problem I can see with the voice or the gesture itself.
Because for
What can
example,
happen in a
yeah.
family, for example,
Yeah,
if
we cannot rely 100% on these features
Yeah.
to use the
Yeah,
controller.
but
But
we
these are the
also
features of our controller, such as you have the feature of voice recognition in your mobile, but you seldom use it, your mobile. But you, when you choose a new mobile,
Yeah,
you
you
choose the
would.
one with voice recognition.
Sure.
That's the feature is not 100% reliable, but it's a feature to distinguish our product from other products.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
we want something that works all the time,
Yeah.
every day, every hour,
Yeah,
for
all the
all the
time.
person of the family, maybe.
Yeah,
You don't need to tune
If
it.
you are if you already have a product, it works 100% reliable. Would you replace it with another one?
Yeah, why not?
I
If
mean, for
it's
example, the Goog
because
we
you
would
have
say
new.
we would like to have a Google-like
Yeah,
controller.
yeah.
I don't see how adding speech or gesture recognition would make the remote control look more like Google. Google is simple, works fine.
Yeah.
So I guess if we can have a remote control that is really basic, simple, and works fine,
Yeah.
it's already a lot.
Oh yes, but
And
there's
these.
no big difference between the traditional controller.
I mean, the user is not only interested in having speech or gesture recognition. Or if he has
No,
something that works fine and is really fancy, looks nice, and
Not
but
too
easy
expensive.
to use,
There's
easy to
not
use.
enough motivation for them to replace their old controller with a new one if there's
See,
no key feature in the new controller.
that's the
Just the
problem.
same,
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's more interesting to develop a remote controller with speech and gesture and whatever,
Yeah.
but you have to think the user is the one who gonna buy the product then,
Yeah.
so
Okay.
yeah, that's the
So let's
problem.
go to the industrial designer.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be able to take a decision after that.
Okay.
So, two,
Yeah, that's going to
working.
yeah, working design. So So I think can you go to the next one? It's not this one. It's not working this time. Sorry. Component design. So this is to describe this. What? I didn't see.
I think there's something wrong with your.
Didn't you receive it?
Maybe you record it somewhere else.
I don't think so.
But is it right? But it's been wrong.
Interface concept. No.
Oh. Maybe I record it directly on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems that we have a problem with the.
I don't know if you remember what you have to say.
I can say it to you without.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, maybe we can first come to.
I think it would be more interesting
to
start
Braha.
With.
With Braha, then you can prepare your slides.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have some more information. I think it would be interesting after your presentation to have Baba's presentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know.
Okay.
In my presentation, I don't have here, but
okay.
It was in fact to design you, to show you the design of. What is inside?
Okay.
What is inside, and what are the different components of the remote control?
Okay.
So it will be interesting. So I could show you some picture.
Okay.
Of what is inside, and so in fact, something I want to discuss is which kind of material are you going to use? So will it be a wooden remote control or a plastic remote control like this one. So and in which kind will be the different button.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be some, you know, classic push button like this one, or you have also some button like LCD where, you know,
mm-hmm.
the buttons are unlighted during the night, or you know, you can see them in the darkness.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to discuss also is which kind of alimentation, electric alimentation, do you want to have? So will it be, for example, solar energy alimentation, or will it be a battery like the classical battery? So, and I think that, for example, for the alimentation, it would be good to have both of them. So, for example, in some country where you are in the countryside and you are far from, you know, the cities,
mm-hmm.
for example, in some place in Senegal, so if you have solar
mm-hmm.
alimentation, you just, when you want to have recharge your remote control power, you just put it on the sun, and after 1 hour you can come. And so it can be interesting for people to have this kind of remote control. It can be something interesting to make people buy it, for example.
Yeah, I think it's an added value to the remote control.
Yeah.
And maybe it can attract all the
ecologists,
consumers. The price of adding this solar battery, would it be something really that will increase the price of production?
In fact, having them both will, if you want to have a battery, regular battery, and the solar energy battery, it could be it will add a little bit of the price, but it will be an added value also that will be compensated. So
and what about the materials?
And the materials, it depends. For example, if you have a wooden material, it can be more, the plastic material is more common, it's very resistant, but you know, something wooden will be like, I don't know, special high class, or you know, you can have some.
We want to put fashion in electronics. Maybe we can try to do something with wood.
Yeah, even if it is not completely wood, but just a part of the, you know, will be wooden, in wood, and it can be interesting.
Okay.
And
interesting.
So the last point is also, do you want to have some very cheap integrated circuits, chips, or do you have low level or very very expensive? It depends. But I think that low level will be, it is an intermediate.
Yeah, I want something easy to use,
Yeah.
and so I think maybe something very low level would
Yeah.
be enough.
Yeah.
And you think that will be
Yeah, I think it will fit on the price you want,
okay.
12 euros, so
So good. And what about the buttons?
I think the buttons, I prefer, the LCD, lighted buttons, because, it's, I don't know,
Well, it's
when you're in the
fashion.
dark, it's fashion, and it's related to how beautiful it is, so if you want to watch TV in the darkness, or if you want to find your remote control that is lost, in the darkness, it's very easy, so, yeah.
What about the touch screen, for example? It's expensive, and I guess.
I think a touch screen will be as expensive as the LCD button, so. But and it is a kind of other design. It can be also interesting to have this kind of.
So you got the email?
I don't know. I think we have only 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Which means for functional requirements.
No, 20 actually. Here's the one.
This one?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So, just to meet the user requirements, I'll just do a short analysis of the remote control market and to kind of have a better overview of what the fashion in general I've checked more than only the remote control market. So next. So again, it's pretty much similar to what I've said in the previous meeting. User really want a fancy look and feel. They are not so interested in a functional look and feel, okay? Like the one you've shown, David, with all the buttons and I mean, it sounds good technically, but it's not what they want. And so second point is they still want it to be technologically innovative. So maybe it's sort of related to what you've said with the speech recognition and so on. At the same time, it's important that it's easy to use. So that were the three first points from the remote control analysis. Now, if we look at fashion in general, what we really see this year is that everything from clothes to shoes and furniture is inspired by fruits and vegetables. Okay, so I think we really have to take this into account for the design of the thing. Because it's really what people want, even if it's in general fashion, we want it to be in the remote control. And then, if we take the ordering or the ranking of all the points, fancy look and feel has on a score of 7, would have 6 as importance. The remote control has to be technologically innovative, it's 3, then easy to use, it's not so important actually, with respect to other ones. So we see fancy looking feel is the most important one, and then if we combine this with the fashion from Milan and Paris,
It's fruitful details.
we go to the fruits and vegetables. And the other point I haven't mentioned is people want to have a spongy
Spongy.
touch. Okay,
Yeah.
so this maybe doesn't really fit with the wooden design.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
But the point is, which kind of material do you need to be spongy with?
Yeah, this would be like plastic-like, but
Very
rubber,
soft, okay,
maybe more
okay,
rubber-like
yeah.
device. So,
Yeah.
okay, that was the main point, I think, from the training in fashion.
Okay.
So we have to take decisions about the component concepts, about the energy. So, as you say, you want something technologically innovative,
Yeah.
maybe using
Solar.
solar energy
Yeah,
and
solar, I think it's.
Okay.
with gallery would be something interesting, maybe would attract
Yeah. It will be
pro-ecology consumers.
Yeah.
Cheap and friendly, so you propose low level.
Yeah, I think
this would be enough to have something
yeah.
working well.
Yeah.
Case.
Label.
So you think case something spongy? No wood.
No wood.
Maybe not
no plastic,
wood, but I mean
wood. Some
maybe not the part you touching.
Maybe.
I think you can have wood, for example, in the bottom. And
yeah,
it depends
nice.
On the design you want. So.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
natural.
It's natural, so maybe we can stay with wood.
And it can be correlated to energy, solar energy. So for the marketing aspect, you know, saying
yeah,
that
I mean it's not
economic.
Exactly right for the spongy thing.
Yeah, it's not right. Yeah.
But it's still fashion.
So we could maybe have both, like part of wood and some rubber for the buttons. Or
okay.
Yeah, something that you can
yeah.
into. And what about the user interface concept?
Google and Fancy. How about the voice?
Because I think that with the voice and gesture recognition, there are still some disadvantages with this.
Maybe we can do some marketing studies, asking people if they are interested and how. It is an interesting concept to see to have
yeah.
a
yeah.
voice control.
Smart control.
Yes. But and the problem is, we can enter if you have voice control, why not to put it directly on the TV? So you speak directly to the TV, and you don't need a remote control actually. So
yeah, but you need a receiver to recognize the gestures and the voice.
But it will be embedded on the TV and not on a remote control. So
that's true.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just focus on the Google controller plus the fancy controller. Maybe try to mix. These two concepts together, just in one, and do a remote control with solar energy and batteries and low level chips and wood.
Yeah. Good.
And LCD buttons.
Yeah, LCD.
Yeah, I think one of these supplements, the solar energy, would be something quite interesting and not maybe too difficult to add.
Yeah. And what can we think a supplement to?
What interface?
Yeah, for the interface, something added value.
I think the supplement can be the voice. It is just, it is not the most important, but. It can be a part of.
With a module, you mean a remote control with a module, if you want, you can
yeah.
just use
yeah.
commands, words,
yeah.
and use them when you don't want to use
to push button, yeah. Even it is for just some keys, like, you know, switching channels, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turning the TV
yeah, turning
on
yeah.
or off.
Yeah. Not very complex commands, but easy commands. Yeah.
So adding some vocal commands.
Yeah.
Simple ones?
Yeah, simple ones.
Okay. So the next meeting will start in 30 minutes. So we will all have to work in your direction. So you will have to work on the look and feel design.
Yeah.
You have the easy to use, powerful, and fancy remote control
yep.
with some added value, such as the simple vocal commands recognition.
Yep.
You will have to work more, Baba, on the spongy way to add spongy touch to the buttons.
Yeah, maybe some
and
new.
Try to find maybe a nice shape for the wooden remote control.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to evaluate the product.
Yeah. Not forgetting about the fruits and vegetables.
Okay, fruits.
Trends.
Yeah.
If possible.
Okay.
And remember, as as I said last meeting, and you really have to build your fashion, remote control, and the color of the society will be really
neat. Okay.
It will be seen in the remote control. So you will have Baba and David Jordan, you will have to work together on the prototype.
Yeah.
And you will have next time to show us modeling a play remote control. So you will have to model something.
Yeah.
And I think that some specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
So,
okay.
No more questions, we can close the session.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.